USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I voted for a guy named Trump.
President Trump's comments after casting his ballot in Florida this morning. The president hitting the campaign trail hard this Saturday, campaigning in North Carolina, Ohio, and Wisconsin. While in North Carolina, the president says,
"Get your governor to open up your state, please. This guy should be defeated. I think they're going to be voting for Dan, your lieutenant governor. I think they're going to be voting for Dan. Now you got to get your governor to open your state."
The two largest wildfires in Colorado history continue to rage northwest of Denver. The Cameron Peak Fire is the largest in Colorado history, having burned about 320 square miles. The East Troublesome Fire is the second biggest at 265 square miles. Thousands of residents have been evacuated from the sparsely populated area. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Senate holding a rare weekend session as debate begins on the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Senate Republican leaders aim to have a confirmation vote on Monday. Barrett's confirmation would create a 6-3 conservative majority. A state Supreme Court makes a decision regarding signatures on ballots.
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled that mail-in or absentee ballots can't be rejected on the basis of a signature comparison. The unanimous ruling dropped on Friday. Jody Gill is relieved that her father's vote will count. She tells KDKA-TV that her father suffered a stroke and that his handwriting has not been the same since.
He has a beautiful handwriting in the world, and it doesn't look like it anymore. He has a hard time holding a writing utensil. He has a hard time writing. And I know he certainly is not the only one in that position.
So far in the Keystone State, there has been 1.5 million ballots cast. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The North Dakota Energy Commission plans to redirect $16 million of federal COVID-19 relief funds to fracking grants. The monies are part of the remaining $221 million left over from the original federal CARES Act dollars sent to North Dakota this year. If the words, "the ice cream machine is broken, break your heart," you're not alone. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Val Dior.
If you're craving a McFlurry and the ice cream machine at your local McDonald's is broken, a 24-year-old software engineer will help you save your time and gas by using his app. Rashik Zaheed launched McBroken. It displays a map of every McDonald's location in the U.S. with working ice cream machines getting a green dot, locations without one, a red dot. And a column on the right compiles statistics. Currently, over 7% of Mickey D's ice cream machines in the U.S. are broken, according to McBroken.
When it comes to making some extra cash, maybe you have it all wrong. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Trevor Smith.
And you may think the lottery or playing cards at a casino are the best way to get rich quick. But have you ever thought of becoming a whistleblower? The Securities and Exchange Commission paid out a whopping $114 million to one person. That according to a story on CNN. The story says the whistleblower first went internally at the company to discuss the issue. Once nothing was done, the SEC was contacted.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.